Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Very pleased to have with us two distinguished ladies from that great big school across the street, Winthrop University, that are very involved with what's known as the SC Rise program, which has recently been funded by Uncle Sam and has really interesting ramifications. So we're going to talk today with Dr. Beth Costner and with Jenna Hallman. Now, here we go. I'm going to give the formal introductions here, and they're going to tell you who the heck they are. So let's start with you, Beth. All right. And Beth is the dean of the Winthrop Education Department. Is that correct?
Correct. It's the College of Education, Sport, and Human Sciences.
Oh, see, I knew I'd mess it up. I guaranteed I would mess it up. So tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. I've been at Winthrop since 2001, but before that, I was a classroom teacher at the middle school level.
Now, you were supposed to say you were only 20 years old back then.
Well, you know, I was a child prodigy. That's what everybody needs to think.
Okay.
So, but I've been the dean of education for 3 years now and really excited about what we're doing in the college, both on the education side as well as the health side.
A lot of changes underway in education?
Absolutely. It is an interesting time in education, and can't wait to see what our schools and our university does.
Well, and in the case of this university over here, there's been a wholesale curriculum change, trying to get the young men and women over there more directed as far as employment opportunities.
Absolutely. It's impacting, too, what we do for preparation of educators, as well as all the services that go on in schools that aren't educators. So really thinking hard and working with our partners.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have more partners now than you ever have.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. But our 10 districts are the main partners that we work with in the Old English Consortium.
Okay. So with you is Jenna Hallman. Jenna is the Executive Director for the Center for Education. Is that right or wrong?
Center for Educator Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement, otherwise known as CERA, C-E-R-R-A.
You know, it's written here right in front of me. I just stopped reading after whatever. Okay, so tell us about what your response, about you first, but about your department.
Yeah, great. So I'm Jenna Hallman, and as you said, I have the honor of serving as the executive director for CERA. So I came to CERA back in 2008-2009 as the South Carolina State Teacher of the Year, did a one-year residency there with CERA, and just fell in love with so many of the programs. I was able to stay on and serve as a program director for a while, assistant director, and have been in the executive director position for about 5 years now.
So you were the South Carolina Teacher of the Year?
I was in 2009.
Well, good for you.
I think that was the first time you interviewed me.
Is that right?
Yes.
And what district were you in?
Anderson School District 5.
Anderson School District 5. Well, how about that? Boy, I'm impressed. All right. So what is this SC Rise thing? I know nothing about this.
Sure. So full name is South Carolina Residencies Impacting Schoolwide Equity. And one of the thoughts behind a residency is much the way you think about medical residencies, that you learn by doing as a teacher. And so residencies allow our students at Winthrop to really embed themselves in the school district, be seen as part of the school district teacher service. The issues are that our students don't get paid during that time when they're in the school systems. And if you think about a medical residency, those students are getting paid, right? So our students are not getting paid, and they're paying to go to school. And so one of the things about residencies is we're trying to get paid teacher residencies, much like medical school.
Okay, so these residencies are ongoing while the students are at Winthrop.
Absolutely.
And it is part of their curriculum.
Absolutely.
I'm just thinking back to 1,000 years ago when I was in college. This would have been unheard of.
Correct.
Absolutely unheard of. But now you need motivation to get the kids to do this.
Right, and we have to think about when the student's doing what is traditionally called student teaching, they're working full-time in the school districts. 5 days a week, all day. They come, our students start in July now because the school districts start in July, even though Winthrop doesn't start until August. So we're talking about a really big commitment of their time and their energy, and they impact student learning because now you don't have one teacher in a room, you've got two teachers in a room.
So they're doing this not during time for when you go to school. Right? Most people go to school between whatever, 8 o'clock in the morning and 3 or 4 in the afternoon. They're doing this when school's out of session or in session?
Some of it is out of session, but some of it is in session. So during their traditional student teaching, you think of them as exactly the same time period that a teacher would be in that school. So bus duty in the morning, after school commitments, the whole gamut of what those teachers are doing. And then they're also taking classes. So
they have course prep, they've got grading, homework, all this kind of stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we're paying them.
That's what we would like to do. And we've been investigating this through grants for a while in the state of South Carolina. The little bit of a twist on this one is that we're looking at what if we put a whole group of these individuals into a single school, what can that do to the school and improvement on student learning in that single school?
So have you all targeted a school?
Yes, so the institutions that are involved with the grant have identified districts and potential schools that they would like to be working with.
So these schools would be where? Locally here or somewhere else in South Carolina?
They're in the partner. So there are four institutions that are working together. So Winthrop is kind of taking the lead because Sarah is housed at Winthrop, and Sarah will be pulling us all together. But each school, it's Winthrop, Clemson, USC Columbia, and Columbia all have partnerships. We will be working in the Rock Hill School District.
You'll be working in the Rock Hill School District. Okay. All right. Very interesting that you're going to do that because we've done shows here recently with the Rock Hill School District, and you know they got some challenges. You know they got an entirely different demographic than most of the other school systems, and they've been struggling. No question about that. So how does this actually work? I mean, you have your program, right? Which is Sarah. Mm-hmm. Sarah. Not spelled S-A-R-A-H, it's spelled C-E-R-R-A, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me again what that stands for.
Center for Educator Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement.
Okay. So you came up with this idea, or the two of you came up with this idea?
So Beth actually reached out and said, hey, we're looking at this grant, and we just really feel like Sarah would be the right group to help bring the institutions together and sort of be the glue for some of this work. And so she brought me into those discussions and joined in the writing for the grant, and just really excited about how we're going to be able to work with four institutions across the state, because it does really match our mission of recruitment. So when we're thinking about how do we recruit high school students and others into the teaching profession, that student teaching internship piece is something that they bring up, and can they get paid during that time? So we're really interested in the research that's going to come out of this as well.
So are we going to do this in all the grades, let's say in the Rock Hill School District? Are you going to do this through K through 12?
So right now we have to target, because this particular grant program that we're part of has three different levels of grants. And so we're an early phase grant, which is the first and the smallest amount of money, actually. And so we have targeted middle schools. And that is because some of the data on teacher turnover in middle schools, as well as student performance. As a former middle school teacher, it excites me that we're doing middle school, but it's the right area to pilot what we're doing.
So that would be grades 6, 7, 8?
Correct. Hmm. And then in the next phase, we hope we get a grant. In the next phase, we would go up to high school and down to elementary.
All right, so this grant is, what's the amount of the grant?
$6 million.
Say that again?
$6 million.
That's six with a whole bunch of zeros
out. That is correct.
Good for you. And is this a 1 year? I mean, you're doing this with four other schools, or three other schools.
Mm-hmm. It's actually for 5 years. It's spread across 5 years. The first year is a planning year so that we can set up our data collection, because there's a big research component.
You want to know where you are going into this?
Correct.
All right. Then we pile that on and we lay that on the students when they go in. So that here's what you're going to be dealing with. Oh,
absolutely.
That's great. Huh? Mm-hmm. I hope they don't run from you. No.
No.
But, you know, so Clemson's going to be doing this, and the other two schools are going to be doing it as well.
Yes,
correct. USC and Columbia College.
So do they partner in the writing of this grant?
Absolutely. It was a huge collaborative effort. I will say that makes us stand out in this program, because to have four institutions of different types, two research ones, a small private, and a regional comprehensive, that have agreed to do things together and see how this works, is noteworthy.
Yeah, I bet it was. Matter of fact, I would be surprised if whoever read this thing down there in the great land of all knowledge, Washington, D.C., they were probably, you caught their attention that you got four schools submitting a joint application saying, let us do this because we think it's going to work.
Well, we can do that in South Carolina because of SARA and how SARA has a reach across the state. And I think that that puts us in a unique position.
Yeah, I think that's one of the pieces that we're most excited about, is to be able to help bring everybody to the table, because all the institutions are going to have sort of their own view of what this might look like. But then how do we bring the four institutions together and come up with, hopefully by the end of this, a statewide definition and explanation for what paid residencies really do look like. And then also to be able to use some of our connections across the state to share information with other groups that might be able to help make this the way we do residencies in South Carolina going forward.
All right, so year one has been approved?
Actually, all 5 years have been approved. So
this is
a very nice grant scenario, because they really have bought into our five-year plan. So
okay, but they're feeding you these dollars over a period of 5 years, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that's $200,000 every year. So this first year, you're going to be doing all this data collection.
We're going to be setting up the data collection, doing training for the teachers in our schools, because it's, you know, we're going to have a group of students in that school that we want them to nurture and help.
How does all this work? I don't understand how all this works. You've got to get the four schools together to agree this is how we're going to do this. And that in itself, I mean, you got everybody signed up on a piece of paper, but now the reality sets in as to how we're going to do this.
Correct.
So you're doing all this by Zoom back and forth?
We do a lot of virtual meetings because that makes it easier in terms of travel. But we're in the process of setting up a face-to-face meeting with all of our groups so that we can sort of define what we want that school to look like at the end of the program as opposed to the beginning, and then how do we get to that point? How do we get to the point that we have the community and the student learning and the experience that's going on in that school?
Let's take a hypothetical.
Sure.
Right? Rollinson Road Middle School, which I know so well because my kids went there a long, long, long time ago. Are you going to sit down with Rollinson Road Middle School and say, guess what? We have this wonderful program that we want to do with you. And I guess they've already signed off, or somebody's already signed off. But now we have to figure out how we're going to do this.
Sure. So we've started with the district and asked the district, and the district signed on before we got the grant. So we've worked closely with Rock Hill. And then we'll look at the willingness of the different middle schools in Rock Hill to participate and make sure that they understand the training that'll be required, the support for the students. We work a lot with Rock Hill Schools, and we found them to be a good partner for us as well as other districts. But Rock Hill, because we're in the middle of Rock Hill.
Oh, yeah, sure are, yeah. So you've got dollars to pay to the students for their internships. Can you use any of these dollars for the teachers who are going to have to spend extra time getting ready for all this stuff?
We do actually already pay mentor teachers to support our students. So that's part of our project already.
That's this project you're talking about?
No, just what we do in what we do at Winthrop. We pay our mentor teachers because it is a big commitment. We don't pay them enough, but nobody gets paid enough.
We already had that discussion.
But we do, and then we're going to be offering some professional development and that kind of thing, so that's also a bonus usually for teachers. And it's also really nice to, as a former teacher, have an extra pair of hands in
Absolutely.
That classroom
oh,
that's
yeah.
trained and
oh,
ready
gosh.
To go.
You know, one of the biggest issues that a lot of schools, not all the schools, face, besides the curriculum and making the curriculum relevant to how kids in the 21st century think when they got these little machines in their pockets all the time, is this whole issue of discipline. Now, is this something you will tackle with these interns that you need to realize that a lot of these children have, you know, haven't been spanked enough? Let's put it that way.
Well, I'll just tell you that Winthrop has the best teacher education program in the state.
Okay.
But and classroom management is going to be included in any type of teacher preparation program.
I love that terminology, classroom management.
Yes.
That's a new way of describing it.
Yes.
Discipline, classroom management. But it is part of what you do.
It is. Naturally part of what we all four of the institutions have that built in. It's part of our standards. It's something that we have to do. And I'll just tell you, it's something that we work on constantly. Every teacher, I think, in the classroom works on classroom management and how to learn more about classroom management. And so that'll be some of what we're looking at when we're thinking about trainings. What kind of more information can we provide to teachers as well as our students?
Dare I say or suggest that this program for the interns would be looking at as well as how do we better engage the moms and dads of these students to get them more engaged with getting an education?
Absolutely. That's all part of it. I mean, you've got to think about who are the different learners in your classroom, what are the different family structures in your classroom, how do you communicate with those different stakeholders. So being a teacher is not a easy position to be in, but you tried it your best to prepare those students for what they're going to walk into.
Yeah, and I would add one of the benefits maybe for the teachers who are in the schools where the grant is going to be operating is that SARA will be offering national board support. So national board is an advanced certification for educators. It's a voluntary process. There is a state stipend in place that if somebody is a national board certified teacher, they're successful through that very rigorous process, they can get an extra $5,000 a year for maintaining that. So we'll be working with teachers who might be interested in going through that process, and everything Beth just described, that being able to communicate with parents and families, to think about the learners who are within your classroom, all of that is a part of the National Board Certification process. So we'll be helping them hone their skills while they also have an intern who's watching them go through that continuous learning cycle.
Very interesting. All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax You with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill, common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Guess where you can find out more about them? Online, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Here at Substation 2, if you know anything about anything, it's fresh subs and salads 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. How we do it is in the white letters. I hope all of you can see this, because we want everybody in line to participate. Read the white letters at the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiemontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Very pleased to have with us today Dr. Beth Koster, who is the Dean of the Winthrop College of Education. Is that pretty good?
Sport and Human Sciences.
Oh, well, heck, it's not written down here. But I do have the other one right. I think I got this right now. Also, Jenna Holman, the Executive Director of the Center for Education, Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement.
Educator.
Oh, for
so
God.
Close.
Jeez.
We're anyway. Teachers. We like to do corrections.
Yeah, I got you.
We've got our red pens out for you.
You'd have the red pen out for me all day, every day. So these two ladies are the nuts and bolts behind a very interesting program called SC Rise that basically is going to take students that are thinking about getting into teaching and education, pluck them into the classrooms in four different areas of the state of South Carolina. It's a partnership between Winthrop University, Clemson University. The others are?
USC Columbia and Columbia College.
There you go. Wonderful. And they each are identifying districts within or their partner districts as to where they want to go. And you all have identified the Rock Hill School District. And you're working out the nuts and bolts of this thing.
Correct.
All right. It's a $6 million grant over a five-year period. And it's been approved.
Correct.
All right. So year number one is trying to figure this out now that it's been approved with all the different schools. Correct?
Correct.
All right. What's going to happen year two, year three, year four, year five?
Yes. So each one of the four partners will actually recruit somewhere between 12 and 16 students a year. Those students will be paid $15,000 during that final year of their teacher education program to be residents. We'll be going into those schools in which they're placed and really doing some intensive professional development. But we also have a research component of this grant because we have a dream of what happens after year five.
Okay. So glad you mentioned that. What would that dream be?
So our dream is that we will have definitions for residencies within the state. We'll have systems for what this looks like. And we want to then translate what we're doing at the middle grade level into the high school and the elementary schools as well. And so our hope is that beyond year five that we find a way in South Carolina to either continue to explore this through grant money, or even better, is to find a way to put this into the system of paying for teachers that's just a natural part of our state education system. There are states that do pay their residencies already. It's part of their state system and their teacher roles. So,
good for you. Good for you. You know, I've said on this program countless times that if we keep attracting the level of companies we are to the state, the BMWs, the Boeings, you know, the Volvos, you name it, we need to have the best and the brightest coming out of our schools. Mm-hmm. And to do that, we need to have the best and the brightest teaching them. Right? So it makes sense.
Yes.
If you can do this, it's just another piece of the puzzle.
Makes Correct.
Sense. All right. So Sarah,
yes.
Which is spelled C-E-R-R-A, right?
Correct.
Okay. You have got, I mean, what kinds of, courses and whatever are you doing?
So we Winthrop serves as our fiscal agent. I'll sort of start there. And so we are blessed to be on campus at Winthrop and to work closely with the College of Education. So we're focused on recruitment, retention, and advancement of educators across the state. But we work with every school district in the state, every college and university that has a teacher preparation program. And so that's one of the benefits of partnering with this grant is our reach across the state and our ability to partner with all these different groups. But we run a series or a continuum of programs and services for the state of South Carolina. So at the middle school level, we have a soft sell into teaching recruitment program called Pro Team. At the high school level, we have a recruitment program called Teacher Cadet. At the college level, we fund teaching fellowships at now 14 institutions across the state for future teachers. They receive up to $24,000 to go to school to become a teacher with 1 year of service for every year they participate. We also work with the mentoring program. You heard Beth talk about the fact that every educator out there who sees or houses a Winthrop intern is going to be trained as a mentor. That service is coming out of our offices. We're responsible for that training. And then we also work with advancement programs. So working with teacher leadership initiatives, national board certification, the job bank. So we have just a whole host of activities and programs that we're involved in to help that recruitment, retention, and advancement of educators in South Carolina.
So your department is a state department, is that right?
We're separate from the State Department of Education. We're actually a grant that is funded through the General Assembly, and we've been at Winthrop forever, since about 1986, existing as what was supposed to be a one-year grant, and we just continue to grow. And so Winthrop serves as our fiscal agent, and then we get to work with everybody involved with education in the state.
Golly, hey, wow. Woo! That's something. I didn't realize that. So we have a statewide component through your through your office, right?
Correct.
So you actually work not for Winthrop, you work for...
We're considered Winthrop employees, but we are sort of a subset of Winthrop because we are our own organization.
Mm. Winthrop is super lucky to have Sarah on our campus, and the college is lucky to have them in our building. So,
and you've been here for what? Since
1986.
We were not here in 1986. I'd like to point that out.
Oh, well, so what do you see as the major challenges to this? I mean, you've got your funding in place. You've got your four partners in place. Each of those partners has got their own local partners. So what are you anticipating?
I think one of the struggles will be, but we're kind of excited about it at the same time because, you know, we like to problem solve, is how do we take what each one of us is doing individually and put it together? Mm-hmm. And then I do think it'll be a change for the schools to have that many residents in a single building at the same time, because that is a very different model than what we have now. And so it really will be trying to transform that whole school into a learning community and a place where students grow, teachers grow, and our interns grow.
So how many interns would one school possibly have?
Well, it would be a dream to have all 12 to 16 into a single school, but we think that might be a stretch for most schools. So we're thinking that there will be two schools in every area, so they'll have somewhere between 6 and 8.
Well, is that just because logistically you can't handle that many, or you don't have enough students who'd be interested in this, or what?
Sometimes it's not our students on our side. It is you have to meet certain requirements to be a mentor teacher, and so we need to make sure there are enough teachers in that school.
Well, ladies, you've dazzled me with your with all this. This is very interesting. Dr. Beth Costner and Jenna Holman, both over there at Winthrop University in different capacities. And this program, SC Rise, has a lot of potential. We need to check back in on this, you know, maybe a year from now.
That sounds great, because we'll be able to talk about who our interns are and where they're going to be.
That's wonderful. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Well, we have been blessed because State Representative Randy Liggett has showed up. We also have Knucklehead and the Duck here, so they're going to participate with us in telling everybody what goes on here at Substation 2. Why you should be in here having a fresh sub or salad. How we do it at the count of three, let us battle it out. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.